Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
To all who come to our happy place, welcome to the No Guilt Disney podcast, where we have no guilt about our love for all things about Disney. Hi.
We are two Disney fangirls, two this week. Normally three, but today we're two who, I don't know, I think we know most things about Disney or something. I don't know. We know a lot about Run Disney, and today we have new news!
New news! I've been waiting all week to do that with you.
I know. I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to do that.
Listen, we promise this is not going to turn into a Swiftie / Kelsey podcast. We know. We are like not going to do that to you.
That's not true. We are.
With one small exception, because I think you said something earlier that I thought was brilliant, and I feel like we should throw that out to the group so we can have this discussion.
So I went on Rock and Roller Coaster. Well, no. I attempted to go on Rock and Roller Coaster yesterday. And I haven't been on Rock and Roller Coaster in like, I don't know, five ever. Why? Because every single time I'm at studios, it's broken. So we went to go yesterday and we were about to board. So they had like filled the car in front of us. And then like we were waiting, you know, to be the next people on the next car. And they had to start evacuating the roller coaster car. And I was like, maybe this is God's way of being like, you don't need to ride this. And the people behind me were this poor British family was like, we've spent 3 hours today on the waiting in line for this ride and have never ridden.
Yikes.
Three times they got in line. It broke down three times and they were getting no recovery pass, like no genie, like return, whatever. So they just kept coming back to ride it because the kids wanted to ride it. And I totally understood because like, it's a fun ride. But also, what if we renovate this ride so that it actually works and make it Taylor's version?
Listen, you don't have to threaten me with a good time. I am 1,000% on this. Total win-win. This would be the longest line in the entire park. You guys want to ride Slinky Dog? You'll have no problem riding Slinky Dog anytime you want to. Why? Because all the Swifties will be riding Taylor's version over and over and over again. And we're going to get all these different songs. And listen, like, she could update it every time a new album comes out. Could you imagine the rep Taylor's version songs
get? I was like an Eras coaster, right? And so you don't know what you're going to get, kind of like Cosmic Rewind. I can guarantee you I will not get September because that's just how that works. But also like
– would you not get August?
I could live without August. So like I'd be okay without August. But like I feel like for me I would really want Getaway Car, right? Like how could
obviously.
You not have Getaway Car?
Obviously.
And then that would be the Jane can never seem to ride and get Getaway Car.
That would probably be it. Yeah. Well, so there's our pitch. There's our thought. So we're throwing that out there.
And the reason that I wanted to throw that out there is because Patty, I'm really like if people listen to us, we joke all the time that, you know, the Disney executives listen to us. And like it's a big old lie, right? Like we really actually have a hard time with the fact that anyone listens to us. We find that very, very amazing. And we appreciate all of you because we understand that we are nonsense.
And we are thankful. We are so thankful that you guys tune in every time that we get around to getting podcasts put out, which I know we say every week, but you know us. It's us. It's weekish.
What is time?
Correct. It's whenever we can, and we appreciate you guys so much for like sticking by us and
being
sticking
patient.
Through this. Yes, exactly.
But I'm starting to think that somebody somewhere listens to us and is like, "Hey, those girls aren't crazy." Now they are wrong. We are absolutely crazy, but we have good ideas.
Listen, maybe we're like the right kind of crazy, and they just don't, you know, and they can't pat us on the back. But I do really feel like this news that we're going to talk about here in 2 seconds was literally like, Patty and Jane are so adorable. They have just been running Disney for so long, and they just love Halloween so much. And you know, we heard on their podcast a while back that they mentioned the ideal race would be a Halloween-themed race at Disneyland. Y'all, guess what happened today?
I texted Patty with the biggest all caps over and over and over. She immediately called me and said, "You cannot drop an oh my God in all caps over and over without actually telling me what it is." Now, I won't tell the rest of you, except that I am about to tell the rest of you, that she actually thought it was something related to Travis and Taylor, but it wasn't. It was Run Disney.
I did. I really did think it was. I thought it was Taylor and Travis news. And I was just like, what happened? Are they married?
And I yelled something expletive. Oh, my expletive. They are doing a Halloween half marathon weekend at Disneyland. It's like all my dreams came true except for zombies and Avengers.
Well, yes, that is true. But listen, hear me out. Like, there's a chance, because now that we have Avengers Campus and this is the Halloween
race, we absolutely are getting them. Yeah.
We may actually get zombie Captain America, maybe zombie Doctor Strange, maybe zombie Wanda. Like, I don't know if they'll let us get close enough to – like, because they didn't, when we saw Captain America, who is Zombie Cap, he was moving around the whole time. Like, he was jerking and moving. So I don't know if they'll like cordon them off and we'll still get a picture of it or whatever, but we'll see if they bring that out. But yeah, so this news was so amazing and so awesome. And no, it wasn't Travis and Taylor, but I just really didn't expect Run Disney to drop a Halloween race theme today. Okay. You caught me off guard. You caught me by surprise. I was, you know, in my Tavis thought process. My family's totally over me with this, by the way, but I don't care. Anywho, Jane's like, yeah, I am
fair,
too.
That's fair.
Anyway, point being, we got just as good of news. I mean, I'll say, you know, it's right up there for a Monday for me to hear something as crazy as this Run Disney news for Disneyland in particular, because you know how we feel about Disneyland, and then Halloween on top of that, because you know how we feel about Halloween.
So also, fun fact, I was looking through our – this is a fun fact for listeners, not for you. You already know this fun fact. So I was looking through our episodes, like the history of our episodes, just to kind of see like what did we do, like what are things we've covered, like maybe there's some topics that we should go back and maybe revisit, or some games we haven't recently played, you know, just the usual like let's take a temperature check. And I came back and I was like, Patty, I swear like 60% of our podcasts are Run Disney, which is exactly what we wanted to start with, because that's what we love. We love Run Disney. We love the community. Like, that's how Patty and I have been brought together. So like, we've always known that that was going to be one of our core things. But the other thing was Halloween. And now they have just merged them together. And they were like, Jane, this is for you. Also on a weekend that I said I would never go back on that particular weekend. But here I am. Sign me up. Maybe not for all the races, but certainly for some.
Yeah. Of course. So to fill in all the news that, you know, anybody that's listening to this and they're like going, okay, so we get it, Halloween, but like, what are we talking about? What dates? The announcement came out today that Disneyland Halloween half marathon weekend is going to be held September 5 through 8, 2024. So like, coming up. That is going to be that's not Labor Day weekend. It's the weekend after Labor Day, correct?
Correct. It is okay. The weekend after Labor Day. And if you are a DVC member and you already own at Disneyland Hotel or you own at Grand California, you can already book your room. You are in your booking window.
So make sure to jump on that if you haven't already.
Correct.
So they are doing this September 5 through 8, 2024. They are going to have yoga, kids races, 5K, 10K, half marathon, and the challenged, all themed to the 2024 Halloween season. And if you're hearing the smile in my voice, you're not making things up. You are not imagining things. I have this big old grin on my face, like a jack-o'-lantern grin, because two days before Halloween, I guess a day before Halloween, they dropped some of the best news for a Halloween lover in the world who also happens to love Runt Disney. So super excited about all of this. Registration is going to be held on February 6th, 2024 for Club Runt Disney Gold and Platinum members. And then general registration is going to be on February 13th for everyone else. And quick note about Club Runt Disney. Jane, can people sign up for Club Runt Disney in order to get early registration at this point?
No, you cannot.
Okay.
So the sign up for Club Runt Disney that would cover this time period, this registration time period, was actually earlier this year. Mm-hmm. So ultimately what will happen is roughly, I think it's February-ish, they come out, they say, hey, we're going to release Club Runt Disney dates. The dates are blah, blah, blah. This is when you can sign up. It goes as quickly as a race does. And that is for the following season, but it is for the registrations for the following season. So you will sign up in February 2024 for registration starting in end of 2024 through 2025. So it'll cover likely like
October 1st is when your benefits start. So you pay for it in February, March, April, May, whatever it is that they do, but you don't get anything out of it until October 1st of the following, the coming up year. So it is something like you have to pay attention to and you have to play the long game if that's something you're interested in. And if you're listening to this going, I have no idea what Club Runt Disney is, hey, guess what? We got you. Couple of episodes you can go back and listen to on the podcast, clearly marked Club Runt Disney. But I also have some blog posts that spell it all out, and I will include those here in show notes for anybody who wants to hear about it or read about it so that you can be prepared for the next time. As of right now, this is the only way you can get early registration unless you sign up through a charity. We haven't heard anything about charities. We're just assuming charities are going to get bibs as they usually do. And if you have a charity that you want to run for, my best suggestion right now is to go ahead and look at the Disneyland Race Weekend charity list, which I can also link here at the bottom of the show notes. Look at that list and reach out to them and ask them if they plan to get bibs for this race or if they have a wait list or an interest list, because the charity bibs go very quickly too. But charities might be easier than running the gauntlet trying to get into these races, because it's going to be a popular race. It's going to be incredibly popular, I think, due to the the theming of it. And then being at Disneyland, because we only get two Disneyland run Disney races versus four over at Walt Disney World. So, okay. Important note. This should tie in. We don't have official dates yet, but if dates line up as they have in years past, this should also line up. This race weekend should line up with Oogie Boogie Bash dates.
It absolutely should, because normally Oogie Boogie Bash starts the Tuesday after Labor Day.
Yep.
So theoretically, the race weekend, I believe, starts on Thursday, because Expo would be Thursday, September 5th. There should be an Oogie Boogie Bash on that night, and there should also be an Oogie Boogie Bash on Sunday, the 8th, September 8th.
Correct.
So both of those, I mean, if anybody knows anything about Oogie Boogie Bash this year, If you don't know, we have podcasts that can cover our experience, the registration, all that good stuff. But for those of you who don't know, registration for Oogie Boogie Bash this year was harder than Run Disney, even with the multiple, you know, three times a week parties that go for 2 full months. The registration broke the website several times, was pushed out. And even with that, the registrations were very, very hard to come by. We were incredibly lucky that we were able to go twice this year. So we had some experiences that were different. We went on the Thursday and the Sunday that technically would have fallen on this race weekend. So
that's true. Yeah.
So yeah, so I mean, like, I immediately like had thoughts, right? Like I was like, oh, I want to go on Sunday. I don't want to go on Thursday. Because that was what we were talking about was a friend of mine is super excited. She's never been to Oogie Boogie Bash. She loves Halloween. She just hears me rave about it every year. And when I say every year, I mean last year and this year because I've only been 2 years in a row. But she knows this is like my joy. And I was like, if it was, she was like, well, it's not so bad to go to Oogie Boogie Bash the night before the 5K, which would be the Thursday night one. And I was like, yes. I was like, but I would prefer to go Sunday, which would be after the half, because then I don't have to worry about staying off my feet or going to bed or doing any of that stuff. But realistically, we're going to take what we can get.
We are, obviously. We're going to cross our fingers and hope we can do whatever we can do. Something also to point out is last year, there was an additional Oogie Boogie Bash date that was added that was only for the D23 members because this was happening during D23 Expo. So Jane and I surmised that there could potentially be an additional Oogie Boogie Bash date that will only offer tickets only for Run Disney participants, registered Run Disney participants. We have zero idea if that's an idea they've already come up with or if they're listening and would like to implement that idea. You know, the kicker was that for the D23 situation, we went to Oogie Boogie Bash on Saturday night. That was the D23 special night. Part of me is like, they absolutely could do it again on Saturday night in the hopes that it also chills out some of the desire, like the crazy madness of people trying to get tickets, because we know runners and a lot of runners for that half marathon, they're in bed by, they're off their feet by 5 o'clock, by 5, 6 o'clock. They're certainly not going to one of these parties. So I'll be interested to see if they do decide to throw in either a special date that's just for us to buy tickets and, like, you know, nobody else can buy tickets unless you have a bib, or if they won't do that and it'll just be the standard Thursday and Sunday nights. So we'll find out, I guess.
So let me make some recommendations on the off chance that somebody is listening, because that's going to be my new favorite thing is, why don't I give you my opinions?
Hey, throw it out there. Great. You never know, right? Listen, I mean, not to bring it back, but look at what happened with Travis Kelce. He put it out on his podcast, and he's now dating the world superstar Taylor Swift. So that's right. There's nothing wrong with shooting your shot. So we're just going to
you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So we're just going
to keep throwing these things out to Disney, to Run Disney, and do with it as you will.
Okay. So the first thing I'm going to give you is one of those parties has to be like one of those special quote unquote Run Disney parties. Once again, if you happen to be hearing this and didn't already hear us say this, this is not true. We are just speculating.
Correct.
Please do not call Disney and say you heard it here. Except when they do it. Then when they do it, say you heard it here first.
Exactly.
So what I recommend is that they have to do it on either Thursday or Sunday. Saturday night is an absolute disaster. And quite frankly, if I had paid all that money to run a challenge and fly across the country and do all those things, I would be very peeved. So do not make that party on Saturday night. However, they did do, if you remember, Patty, they did the 10th anniversary celebration for us. I believe that was on Friday night, so the night before the 10K. Mm-hmm. And we did stay out like pretty late for that one. So that could be a possibility that it could, you know, be like an added party on a Friday.
But I
would prefer for it to be Thursday or Sunday because it'll guarantee like wine and dine. It guarantees people stay until Monday if you do that later at night party.
And it's also more of a like a celebration, like, you know, after you run all the weekend, you know, you get to come in. It's kind of like the wine and dine party, right? Like you would have to have your party. So yeah, I agree with you there. I do also agree with you that if they were to do a special one, obviously Thursday night, but say.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What day am I trying to say here? Friday night. Shoot, even Wednesday night, right? Because if they're doing yoga on Thursday.
They could do Wednesday night.
They could do a Wednesday night.
That would be like an added night. That they could do that one.
So we're just, you know, spitballing, just not Saturday night. We think that's definitely a no-go. That would not be cool.
Yeah. I will also add that I think that they should do the registration when you're signing up. So it should be, you know, hey, runners, when you register for your bib, you're allowed to register for yourself and one other guest at the exact same time. And then it would avoid the Oogie Boogie rush. Now, of course, it would flood the system for registrations and you could potentially have people that buy registrations that don't plan on running because they just want to do the party. And you're like, who would do that? Well, the same people that would spend like thousands and thousands of dollars to buy, you know, secondhand party tickets, which happens and it's a totally against Disney rules thing, but that's another podcast. So it does happen out there, right? There's always a way that if somebody wants to break the rules, there's always a way that they can find to do it. But I would highly recommend that either they do that or they allow everyone to register and then they have a day where just Run Disney folks that are registered can sign up to buy their tickets for this party. Because if not, then you're going to find the casuals, the regular everyday party people are going to try to pick up for this particular party. And that's not necessarily fair. So,
and again, this is all, we're making things up. We have zero proof that they're even going to do a special Run Disney only party. But if they did, I agree with you. I think it needs to go through the Run Disney website. It needs to be attached to your account, all of those things. Just that's the way it needs to be. And I, you know, because these parties are definitely like family oriented and whatnot, you know, maybe they put a cap on it that for every one bib, you can have three or four people, right? I don't know. I'll let them decide what's fair or what capacity can be held because I also can't quite estimate what the capacity is for Oogie Boogie Bash because I don't know those numbers. I can kind of guess what they are for the races, but not so much with Oogie Boogie Bash. So anywho, love this idea for us. Hope it comes out. Hope something, you know, manifests out of our manifesting here that we are throwing out there. When it comes to Oogie Boogie Bash, just FYI, if you're trying to pre-plan in advance, the dates this year to buy the tickets, they didn't go on sale until the end of June. So they originally went on sale at the end of June. There was this big kerfluffle. And so they had to be pushed, I think, to July or maybe it was early June and then pushed to end of June. I can't remember exactly the dates, but there were some issues like we mentioned. So June or July is when you're thinking when you want to save that money up for your Oogie Boogie Bash tickets. Because again, Oogie Boogie Bash should be happening even if there's not a Run Disney specific party. It should be happening while we're all there at Disneyland. And It's amazing, as you know, if you've heard any of our episodes, because we can't stop talking about it. Okay, on the note of calendar, they also gave us the entire race calendar for 2024-2025 race season. Jane, do you have those dates in front of you? I do if you don't.
I do.
Okay, what do we got here?
All right, so we're going to start with 2024, right? That's where I'm going to start. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we already have Walt Disney World Marathon weekend. That is in January of 2024. That registration has already passed. Yay. Then we have Disneyland Marathon, Half Marathon, which is coming this January 2024, also sold out. That registration has passed. Then we have Princess, which is February. That race will be, again, February 2024. I probably should have just started at the end of 2024, but I didn't. And that's where we are. So you have to listen to me go through this.
It's all good.
Princess Half Marathon, February 2024. That has already passed in terms of registration. Springtime. Springtime Surprise 10-miler is in April of 2024. April 21st is the 10-miler. So it's that weekend. That race, I believe, still has registrations open.
The 10-miler does. Everything else, I believe, is – well, the yoga is also still available. But the races are all sold out except for the 10-miler. Now, important to note.
That is important. Go ahead.
Yeah. Important to note. If you're into this idea of getting a coast-to-coast medal, then that 10-miler looks pretty sexy right about now, y'all. Like, you might want to go in and jump on that 10-miler because that will – get you eligible, should you have a successful registration, for the 2024 Halloween inaugural half marathon weekend. You would be able to be eligible for a coast-to-coast medal by pairing those two races up. So if you're holding off on that race for any reason whatsoever, if you're interested in it, I would suggest sooner than later to go ahead and buy that 10-miler bib, because when people's, you know, brains start clicking.
Damn it. Sorry. I just realized I have to register for the 10-miler.
Oh, why?
You just convinced me.
Oh, did I?
Because, yes, and I'll tell you why.
I'm an influencer.
The fine print on the Coast to Coast website is that each Coast to Coast medal – so there are two Coast to Coast medals next year. There is one that there is a special medal that could be earned for running the January Walt Disney World Marathon weekend, either the half or the full, plus the Disneyland Half Marathon. There is a special Coast to Coast medal for that. Now, there is a regular Coast to Coast medal that is for Disneyland Half Marathon and any other race of the year, or any of the Florida races and the Disneyland Halloween Half Marathon. So there is a regular, we'll call it, Coast to Coast medal. The fine print says each Coast to Coast medal can only be earned once within a calendar year, which means you can earn two Coast to Coast medals in 1 year. I am already going to earn the first special Coast to Coast medal. So now I'm going to have to earn the other stupid Coast to Coast medal.
Yeah, you are.
I hate this.
Yeah.
Story.
Yeah. I see this as well. I mean, I retired from the longer races, and I'm
the worst.
Happy about that. But for you, yeah, go sign up and get your 10 miler because you're exactly right. This now will give you two chances to get two separate Coast to Coast medals in your case, Jane. So yeah,
I hate that for me.
I'm sorry. I hate that for you as well. And listen, Run Disney is smart because they're getting this money out of you before Taylor Swift announces more Eras Tour dates in America. So, which is also a total rumor. I don't know if she's going to or not. It just makes sense that she's going to. So I wouldn't be surprised. Anywho, Jane's got to budget her money, so you better hurry up and spend your Run Disney money before Taylor gets her hands on it.
Last year, I registered for their stupid races before Taylor Swift, and then she came exactly on that exact same weekend.
She sure did.
I just did whatever I needed to do. It included not running some of the races I paid for, but
it all worked out in the end.
Such is life.
Such is life. So that is wait, where did we stop then? We stopped at Springtime Surprise.
Sorry, I needed to read all the races. Yeah.
Yeah. So we stopped at Springtime Surprise. Continue on.
Okay. So after Springtime Surprise, that is April. So then the next race on the whole roster will be the Disneyland Halloween Half Marathon, which is this September 5th to the 8th. That registration will be in February. After that, it will be Wine and Dine Half Marathon, which will be November, that first weekend of November. So I think it's
October 31st to November 3rd this year.
Oh my gosh. They are really, look, y'all, I'm not saying that they have an opportunity to make a special Halloween Coast to Coast medal, but they could. I'm saying they have an opportunity to make a special Halloween Coast to Coast medal. And if that medal had a Mickey pumpkin.
Oh, I might even run two half marathons for a Mickey pumpkin medal. Wait, no, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. It's not happening. I'm not doing it.
Listen. So hear me out. One side is the Disneyland Mickey pumpkin that is iconic. And then you flip it. And the other side is the pumpkin wreaths from Main Street.
Oh, my word. Listen, we decided not to record this on video, and now I really wish we did, because Jane's like apoplectic. I mean, she is just like almost on the floor over there with this excitement over Mickey pumpkin medals for a Coast to Coast that we have completely dreamed up and just like made up and willed into existence. Again, you're welcome.
Manifested this.
But that would be...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Amazing. So yeah, this is Wine and Dine 2024. People have been speculating and wondering. It is indeed going to start on October 31st. That's going to be the first day of Expo, which also should be the last day of Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So Halloween folks out there, if you are Halloween. Into Disney Halloween, this might be your year to really like double dip and do a Disneyland Halloween as well as a Walt Disney World Halloween, because you can tie it to your Run Disney race that you were wanting to do anyway, right? So yeah, that's very exciting news. And all I can say is that between the Disneyland Halloween half marathon weekend and then this one, I'm really hoping for some excellent costumes. I know the guidelines have changed and they've gotten all weird, but I think we're all of us spooky girls are going to come out and be dressed in great costumes for these races. So yay for us. Okay. So after that, we have virtual races. We have the 12Ks of Christmas virtual race. That's going to be December 1 through 31st. And then we start all over again with Marathon Weekend, Disneyland Half, Princess Half, Springtime Surprise, and the Run Disney virtual series for the summer. And that's the whole schedule.
Right. And then so they did announce the race dates for 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to 2025, I cannot believe we're talking about 2025, but we are. Mm-hmm. So first thing you should know, Run Disney virtual races do not count for any Coast to Coast.
Yes, will very happen, important.
But they do not count for anything. So yay. Marathon Weekend will be January 8th through the 12th of 2025. Disneyland Half Marathon Weekend is moving again. It is January 30th to February 2nd, 2025. So it's a couple of weeks later. And then Disney, the Princess Half Marathon weekend in Florida, that is February 20th to the 24th. That's their usual weekend. And then Springtime Surprise will be April 3rd through the 6th, 2025, which is, it's a little bit earlier. That one tends to fluctuate, I think, the most out of all the Florida races, for sure. So the whole schedule is out. That is really expensive. And
It is indeed. So if you're looking for these dates, like we just kind of threw them out at you, but we have registration dates, we have registration tips, we have information that you need to get registered to go to your first or your 50th Run Disney event. Like, we've got it all. NoGuiltDisney.com is a great resource, if I do say so myself, curated over the years of running all of these races. And that's where you want to go for any questions. You also need to know, I don't know if you noticed this, Jane, but I did not see them announce any virtual medals on the calendar. Like, usually they would say registration dates for each race, and they would include what the registration dates for the virtual races for all of these were. I just didn't see it. It doesn't mean it wasn't there or it's not coming, but that was something that on the little graphic that they sent out that I noticed, and I wanted to just give a heads up on that, folks, that potentially that could mean something. And maybe, again, they just haven't updated the site. Maybe they just haven't updated everything. Could just be overlooked, but could also be a signal that they are not going to do the virtuals as they once did.
So I'm clicking around the website, which you might actually hear clicking. I know Patty really enjoys when I do that while we record. So that's my gift to you. And when you click on the homepage, when you pull up the homepage, it says just announced Halloween, Disneyland Halloween Half Marathon Weekend. Click here for more details. And it's a very generic page that it takes you to. And it just says it's coming to Disneyland Resort, blah, 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 registration opens, and that's it. So stay tuned for more details. Now, there is a drop down at the top of the website where you can click Walt Disney World Races, Virtuals, and then Disneyland Resort. There is a Halloween Half Marathon icon under Disneyland Resort. When you click it, it doesn't go anywhere. When you click the Disneyland Half Marathon Weekend, it takes you into their weekend information, and that's where you find their virtual information. So it's possible that they just haven't uploaded all of the details yet. And as they start to roll out more of that information,
that's what I am hoping is the case. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping is the case. But I just wanted to give a heads up to that, because I did not see it it wasn't on the graphic that they put out. And so I don't have those dates for you. But as soon as we see them, I will update and make an announcement. In our Facebook group is really a good place for you to stay up to date on these kinds of things. It's usually where we like to share our excitement over stuff like this. And that's the No Guilt Disney. No Guilt. Is it just No Guilt Disney on Facebook? Is that what we are? I think that's what we are, right?
Yeah, it's No Guilt. It's No Guilt Disney on Facebook is where you can come join us and hear our excitement in words, if you would like to read our enthusiasm.
If we're a little too loud for you on the podcast, which, you know, fair, that's an option that doesn't have sound. So there you go.
Yeah. Big recommendation there. If you have, just one other thing, I would say if you're planning on going, you might want to start looking at rooms now.
For sure for the Halloween dates, I co-sign that. If you need a travel agent, if you need suggestions, in fact, I've got another post here that I'll link below. Jane and I recently stayed at the Howard Johnson, which is on Harbor Boulevard, and it was great. So we can recommend that. I haven't looked to see their availability, so I don't know how quickly that's been snapped up. But I will link a post that has some additional information about the resorts and the hotel options. There are three resorts on Disneyland property for anybody who has never stayed there before. There are three on property on site rooms, and these will go quickly. People will book them up and will fill them up very quickly. But there's a whole city of Anaheim at your disposal. A lot of resorts and a lot of, I call them resorts, but truly they're just hotels, kind of even motels. But a lot of the resort hotels and the resorts there in the direct Disneyland area are completely walkable, like 15, 20 minutes. So I'll link that for anybody who's listening to this and is interested and who is, you know, wanting to start looking at those hotels as well.
And again, we don't know yet what it's going to look like for the Halloween half marathon, but the course maps are out for the Disneyland half marathon in January. Course maps? No, but yeah. Start line is.
The start line, not the course maps, correct.
Okay, yeah. So start line information is out there. And if they keep it the same, which I think they likely will keep the start the same, maybe not necessarily the course, but certainly the start. That start line is now over behind some of the hotels that are on Harbor. So mm-hmm. those might actually wind up being your best bet because it is closer for those hotels than it is the actual Disney hotels. So like
for the races now.
Yeah, for the races. Like it's just, there's choices that you're going to have to make. And sometimes, you know, those choices mean distance or whatever, and you may not want to walk as far, like things like that. So again, we don't fully know, but there's some, now at least we have some indicators of maybe what could be happening on that front. We loved the Howard Johnson, and that would actually be closer to the start lines than the Disney hotels.
Disneyland but, hotel. You know, yeah, exactly.
You're trading off, you know, there's some trade-offs to everywhere that you stay. So make the best choice for you. Make good choices.
Exactly. And if you want our opinions, we can certainly give them to you. We've probably already given them to you if you want to listen to any.
Plenty of those.
Yeah. If you want to watch any YouTube videos, there's some of those. I have blog posts about on-sites, off-sites, whatever. Just like hit us up in the Facebook group and we'll let you know what we can answer. Because like I said, we know some things when it comes to Disneyland in particular. We love it so much.
So much. And then if you don't want to reach us one of those ways, you can always email us. Our email is noguilddisneypod@gmail.com. And yeah, so this is normally where Teresa usually says something about joining us each week, but join us another time. Because as Patty likes to say,
it's no fun to fangirl. Halloween, Disneyland, half marathon, new news, alone.
New news!
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.